That is United States versus Seals. Mr. Eisenberg.
Good morning. In this case, the district court excluded evidence of another similarly executed bank robbery that occurred just 2 weeks later, only 31 miles away, that law enforcement themselves said had a similar MO to the crime that's at issue in our case. In doing so, the district court excluded...
Well, the only real similarity, I mean, the only sort of distinctive similarity, isn't it, is a man being disguised as a woman in both?
They both used the same stolen getaway van.
What do you mean, the same stolen...
No, they both used stolen vans to get away from the scene
stolen
of the crime.
Vans.
Correct. They all wore disguises.
That's, of course, very common.
Was there, in fact, a perpetrator dressed as a woman in each of these bank robberies?
They both wore disguises. One, I think, was actually dressed as a woman. In our crime, they were wearing a wig that made them look like a woman.
But that individual was dressed in fatigues.
Correct.
Right. So it's not correct to say that there was a woman, someone dressed as a woman among the perpetrators in each of these robberies.
Well, in the robbery at issue in our case, it was wearing a wig that a woman can wear fatigues. It made the person look like a woman. It was a wig that was a woman's wig.
A wig makes somebody look like a woman?
No, I think this was a woman's wig. I think it was a blonde
long,
wig.
Long hair.
Long hair, correct. I'm not suggesting that any wig...
What about a rap singer from the last case?
Does the record contain any any description of that wig?
Does the record contain... I believe it does, but I don't have the site in front of me. But I think your questions are leading to the issue of just how similar do the two crimes have to be. And, you know, I think under the case law that we cited in our briefs, the Huddleston standard, which is designed to protect defendants, requires a strong similarity between the two incidents, while in a reverse 404B case such as this one, you only required some similarity. The question is it relevant? Would it tend to disprove the defendant's guilt in the particular case?
I actually agree with you. I think it is relevant. It should have been admitted, but hard to imagine it making a difference.
Well,
because didn't several of the participants in your robbery admit that?
Yes, there were two cooperating witnesses. The answer to that, I think,
pretty damaging.
It is damaging, but I think the place to look is the Stevens case from the Third Circuit that I think this court has adopted in its own cases on reverse 404B issues. In that Stevens case, it was similar. That case involved an attacker goes to two individuals sitting at a bus stop, puts a gun to the head of one, and forces the other, a woman, to perform oral sex on him. They clearly had a good look at who this person was. Okay, they were spent enough time with the person to be able to identify who it was, what they did, and yet the Third Circuit says there's evidence of this other rape that has not identical facts but similar facts. In the Stevens case, also law enforcement linked the two, suggested that they may be connected. And in that case, the Third Circuit says, look, this is evidence that could be relevant, could disprove the defendant's guilt. I think the undertone there is that, you know, witnesses don't always get things right, have different motives for identifying someone that could be proper or improper, and the Third Circuit still says that this evidence should have been allowed in on the ground that it could tend to raise reasonable doubt in front of a jury. Now, what the court did here was, I think the focus of the court's opinion was really, error in comparison that the district court made in our particular case is the court compared the body types of the defendants here to the body types of the convicted defendants in the other bank robbery. The judge assumed.
What does that mean? I've never seen that expression before.
Which expression?
Are they endomorphs or ectomorphs? So what's this body type?
Body habitus.
What does it mean?
I think what it means is the body size, the body type.
Fat or something?
Yeah, one of the defendants in the other bank robbery apparently was quite large. Yes.
Large, yeah.
And so he says, well, he doesn't look anything like the defendants here, so, you know, this evidence should be excluded. Of course, I think the judge in doing so actually sort of made our point, which is because the defendants here didn't look like the defendants in the other case, they were less likely to have committed this particular crime given the similarity between the two crimes. Otherwise, I have nothing further for now unless you have more questions.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Eisenberg. Mr. Handelman?
May it please the Court, Robert Handelsman for the appellant. My oral argument will cover the supplemental brief filed February 4th for Mr. Seals and the restitution issue for both defendants. Ordinarily, to prove plain error, a defendant must point to something in a record. In a Booker situation, that would be a complaint by the sentencing judge that the guidelines bar a sentence lower than the low end. But you have told the district judges not to complain about the guidelines on the record. In other words, you have told the district judges not to say anything, which now would allow a defendant to establish a plain error for purposes of Booker. Therefore, we are submitting to you that for Booker purposes, a low-end sentence should be presumptive plain error. And the restitution issue, Congress intended the MVRA to be penal because it used the words constitutionally permissible in selecting its effective date. Congress's intent is significant in deciding whether a statute is penal or remedial. If Congress believed the MVRA was remedial, would not have used such words because there is no constitutional prohibition against retroactive civil legislation. The circuits which have held restitution to be penal have said before Blakely that because it is penal, there is no Seventh Amendment right to a jury trial. If this circuit wishes to treat restitution as civil, it must afford a Seventh Amendment right to a jury trial. And if you decide restitution is criminal, then a jury trial will be required by Blakely. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Handelsman. Ms. Durbereau?
May it please the Court, Counsel, Deidre Durbereau, Assistant United States Attorney out of the Southern District of Illinois. Essentially, Your Honors, in deciding whether or not to admit this evidence of this New Baden bank robbery, I think the Court did the correct analysis.
I don't really understand your argument at all. The evidence, although weak, is relevant. And so then the question is, does it fit some category in 403? And I don't see that. What's confusing about it? Perfectly straightforward. Why would a jury be confused?
I think that the basis that it was brought up, Your Honor, was simply to obtain a continuance for the trial. I think the Court recognized that, and it was based upon the government's motion in limine to exclude this so that it wasn't periodically sprinkled throughout this trial to, one, delay the trial, to make the trial longer,
the judge
and to cause...
didn't say anything like that. He didn't say anything like that. He applied, obviously, the incorrect standard.
That's correct. He did.
So,
he did apply the incorrect standard.
Yeah. So what do you want? I mean, you want us to get into, you know, continuances and trial management issues? That's not what we do.
No, Your Honor. I think essentially, though, the Court did do a balancing act here. Or did
no,
balance
it did.
Under
look,
four?
No, it used the wrong standard. You know, it used the wrong standard.
Well, then in that case, then we could go to the plain error standard, Your Honor. And I think that the defendants cannot overcome the plain error standard.
I can understand argument that this is harmless error. So what would you regard as the strongest evidence of their guilt that's in that shows that this is harmless, this exclusion is harmless?
I think the collection of the overwhelming evidence, the primary witness of Tiffany Peschel and her testimony, placing all the defendants prior to the robbery, getting dressed for the robbery in the camouflage outfits, driving the getaway car, which she identified as the strongest evidence of guilt against these defendants. And as the question that was asked earlier, is there a photograph, a picture of this wig? And there is. It's Government's Exhibit 1K. It's a blonde, curly wig. That robber also had on camouflage outfit, like the others, carrying a handgun, and had pantyhose over his face. So clearly the tellers, the customers, all identified the four robbers as men. The robber in the New Baden case was dressed in a dress and weighed over 300 pounds. So perhaps the judge shouldn't have considered his own independent knowledge from the prior case having the New Baden case. I think the basis here was the defendants really didn't provide adequate reasons why any of this evidence should be brought up at trial. They really didn't give the court sound reasoning.
See, that would be another ground. You could say, well, it's not relevant. I understand not relevant. I understand that argument. What I find confusing is the idea that a jury couldn't sort this out, that it would be confused by this evidence.
Do you have any
idea how many bank robberies were committed in the Southern District of Illinois in a 5-week period or 10-week period around that?
I can't answer that. I don't know exactly how many. Certainly it's not as many as that are committed in the Northern District of Illinois or in the Eastern District of Missouri in major, large metropolitan areas.
There's not as many banks is what you're saying.
That's correct, Your Honor.
But a tremendous number of accounts of bank robberies indicate somebody driving in a van, a getaway car, and in disguise.
That's correct.
So that there would be no way of excluding any bank robbery in the area for weeks and months before or after.
Or perhaps you shouldn't be able to bring up just because other black males committed other bank robberies in a X number of radius basis.
Well, this was just 31 miles, right?
That's correct.
That's three counties over from here, but go ahead.
As mentioned in the briefs, I don't believe the defendants could overcome harmless error of the plain error standard. As to the Booker issue, it's been addressed in the supplemental briefs. If the court has no further questions, the United States would stand on its brief and ask that you affirm the ruling as well as the sentencings of both defendants.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Ms. Gerbereau. Is there a rebuttal, Mr. Eisenberg, I'm sorry.
Your Honor asked about how often robberies happen in the Southern District of Illinois.
I went beyond that. I want to know how many robberies do you suppose involve people wearing disguises and driving away in a van?
I don't have any statistics on that. But what we did cite in our brief is the fact that the odds that there would be guns used in a robbery, multiple perpetrators at the robbery, blacks doing it. The confluence of all those factors together, at least according to FBI statistics, is not...
Were statistics available that you used?
That we used below?
Yes.
No.
So it's not part of the record?
It's not part of the record, but it's the type of information that this court, in cases we cited in our brief, has taken judicial notice of. So that's why we raised it.
All right.
The other issue I wanted to briefly address... was the issue of Tiffany, Tiffany Pascal. I think that's how her last name is pronounced. She wasn't actually at the crime. So I mean, the issue of who was actually there and who saw the people there. And she doesn't go to that issue.
I don't think your opponent said she did.
Okay.
She described how they left, what they were wearing, what they were driving.
Correct.
She got everything out.
I have nothing further.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Eisenberg. Mr. Handelsman, do you have anything further?
I'll rest on a bridge.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And you were both appointed, were you not?
Yes.
So we thank you for your efforts on behalf of your clients. And thank you, Mr. Burrow, also. And next case, United States.